Amrua, Mahatakus to the Lekameh, they asked the following question. Pishnama, put the Rabban Rabbi Yossi be Braisa, the more brings the Mechalikus to the Rabban Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, Maisel of Hyperica, the more the Kaman, the more is going to bring this Mechalikus, the Rabban Behe Beshabbos Parshu, the preacher started on the fifth day of the week, Rabbi Yossi be Dalad, and Rabbi Yossi said they started on Dalad, the Kliyama Beshabbos Nitno Aser Sadi, but both agree that Matan Torah was on Shabbos. Kun Beshabbos Nitno. Since they gave it on Shabbos, Al Korcha were assuming below Shabbos Tavlu, below Shachris, they went to the mikveh by night, didn't wait till the morning. We shouldn't have a situation where some people are running to the mikveh while everybody else is going out to the Kabbal Torah. So already by night, already they had to be able to say that there was no longer a problem of Plitas Shech Vezera. So Hilchok, Bishlam Al Rebbe Lozer. The Prisha started on some time on Chamishi, so towards evening. So you count the part that remaining small part of day five. They're able to go to Mikveh by the night of Shabbos and not worrying about maybe they'll be pleated anymore. Shomino the Peletas Megimul Tahara Mixes a Yom Shal Tashmish Kekulos. We count the day of the Tashmish as day one, even though it's only a partial day. Friday is day two, and ready on the third day it's Mutu. So that's like the Rabbanan that the preacher started on Hay. Yishmol Damer Begimul Tameya.
It's a funny thing that you would have. Yes, that it wouldn't make a difference whether it wouldn't make a distinction between like whether it happened at the beginning or the end of the day.
It is it's difficult to understand how if it's a day three, so some one woman's going to need basically be'erich about 26 hours. And one woman, you tell me, is only going to be okay if she has closer to 48 hours. That's what's going to come out of Kodesh Blessed Nazaria. Right. It is, what's the physical reality? But he says The Prisha started on Yom Revi. Therefore, the Havi Lel Shabbos Revi Lel Shabbos will end up being the fourth day. Some women only. Really, basically, were perished right before the end of Yom Revi, so they only have a very minimal amount from Yom Revi, and then you have four full earnest of two of Chamishi and two of Shishi, and then Leil Shabbos you want the mikveh ready. Al Dan Arus Leil Hey VeHey Leil Vavuvav. They went to mikveh. Lel Shabbos, apparently Tlithos and it's Tahara. Look, Peter Tahara, I'll be Yamim. The Tahara is only Makbet on days. El Rabbi Kiva, Domer, Kol, Hey, Ernest, Tamea. It's five Ernest. In Tiflet, if she's Pelet, so come on, who's he going like? Mecha Lomad, where do you learn out the Ernest, Kopit Kro, Hoyamim, Ksiv, the Tahara just says days. The Kamelon, because Yamim Kula, in general, whenever the Tahara uses days, we always, a partial day is a day. One child is born at the beginning of the night, and he has to wait eight full days, or seven and a half days to get to his eighth day, and one has to wait almost six and a half days. He has born 2 minutes before Shkia. But Yamim means Yamim. So the other Rabbi Kiva, he went up and he went down in the first thing in the morning. He went from the Hor to the Am, and he was Mekadesh Klai, which means the Hano Prisha, that they started the Prisha. That took place. Bashkama Survi, how he says, it was Yom Revi, but it was first thing in the morning, Yom Revi. So you have all of the day of Yom Revi. Made a huskak lehafrish and bashkama, since he did the prisha right away in the morning. So apparently, hey, full onus is the issue. Why do you have to run to tell them the first thing in the morning? They weren't mishamish by day. They mishamshin. They say, "Boys, the drach of yumos, yamus." But the usa shall use taku. The person shouldn't look b'shas tashmish and say he can't do it by day because of boys of the drach of yamus. If a person does it in a way which he would be able to see, there's a lack of it's the element, the potential element of boizah by the woman. So the average person can rely on he needs to buy his off, or the whole house is dark, and the tamachachim can rely that he can just cover it and be mapa batalisa. That's much. The more it says about tula yom nino, meister with every tula yom, kimin the kulu, according to all of them, we understand Sheminan, the Belel Shabbos Tavlu, they went to Mikkah by night, Shabbos night. Havel hu tula yom, kishu kibul tera, they comes out, then when they get kabul tera, they just went to Mikkah that day. There was no hair of shemesh, there was no situation where the day ended, the sun set on after the tevila. Kimin the hachihu, So the Morris question is, well, if you're saying that already, so maybe really what happened was different. They went to Mikvah by day. They went to Mikvah on Friday afternoon. Maybe the Torah is Makvah on Tul Yom. So really they went to Mikvah at the end of Friday and your calculations are all off and you don't count Leil Shabbos, so there was everybody was one oiner was enough, one oiner less was enough. So Rashi said that that's okay, really not on the Tul Yom, I mean give us a Tul Yom Mekasavar Yehani Tanoi Lo Hikpita Torah Al Tul Yom. All of the Tanoim of the Braisa do not felt that the Torah could be given to Tul Yom. Look, see if Harav Shemesh, Elyon Kodshim. By Truma and Kodshim, you have a dinner of Harav Shemesh. He'll call Gimel Yomim, he has a guest on the side, called Gimel Ho'amurim, all of the three Tanoi mentions. Leon Prisha, Huskol Lios, or he said, all of the days which we're talking about, they didn't go to Mikvah on Friday. Hussel Leo is Kadam Atvila. That all that time was before the Tvila. Mir lo nitna the Tvila Yom. Fisher told me Yom, but the Maisa, they did go to Mikvah by day. But lo Polter, nobody actually was Pilot. But in Hoya Polters, Yachsu be Yitvalu, Mishatachshach, Abolo Hutzalukach. Their plan was to go to Mikvah by day to have that in Marla, not a Tvila Yom. And in case somebody was Pilot again, she would go to Mikvah again and she wouldn't have that in Marla, not a Tvila Yom. Okay. Some friend of Marakash, we're back on the Gemara, the sixth line down, and pay base. Little Beni Shimshi, but the Kabbalah Torah Beni Shimshi. So if they can go to the mikveh then, so and there's no problem with Tuyarim, so why don't we, why wasn't Klaus and Kabbalah Torah until the morning? So as soon as the time is up, they go into the mikvah and the mikabal the Torah. Like apparently we must be waiting for that wasn't enough. You had to wait till the morning, and maybe there's a requirement of according to Bekiva there should be six oynos, or according to the maybe even according to the other ones. But the Bekiva is counting the actual time. The Torah wasn't, it was only given in the morning, probably because you needed the extra time. The Mora says, no, I'm Rav Yitzchak, Loi Merosh, Viseser Dibarti. The Bereshim doesn't speak to Klai Yisrael in a hidden way. In nighttime, it's considered like a hidden way because you can't see. Okay, then the Mora says, Kasha, Mutu Mitzafer de Shabbata, but the Kabbal Torah is Zerafer de Shabbata. Okay, but the Mora says, because of that reason, they're going to wait till the morning. So again, so according to Rekiva, you need five earners. So why was it necessary to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them immediately at the beginning of Yom Revi'i? You tell them at the end of Yom Revi, and you still have your five earners, because you're not going to go, you're not going to be Mekabel Torah until day. So you have the end of Yom Revi, so you'll have two for hay, two for vav, and then the night of Shabbos, and that's your five earners. So it was a rush to tell them first thing in the morning. Amar Yitzchok. So you have halal holchem the Mekabel Torah, halal holchem the tefila. You don't want a situation where the woman is running to be terrible, then. Woman is running to be terrible then, and everybody else is going to Mekabel Torah. Right, correct. Okay. Sibrashi. Little Ben Shimshi, the Kabbalah Torah Ben Shimshi, Beis Shimshi. Le'elei Shabbos is called Beis Shimshi. It's called Ben Shmoshes. B'chol Tuchta. It's referred to as Ben Shmoshes. I Ben Shmoshes doesn't. It's not limited only to El Shabbos. Meishu Ben Shmoshes Shelo. It's called Mikol Yomim. The Ben Shmoshes of Shabbos is much more significant than everybody else. Hutzah the Hazkir B'Kamah Mekayemes is discussed many places. Therefore, it became known as the Ben Shmoshes. Vachi Parkler Bekiva Domer Hikpira Torah Al Minyan Oynes Vachipira El Al Chomesh. The Torah is not going on five Oynes, and that's it. So Loma Lo Kiblu Belayla, they could have gotten already at night time. What should we assume? Made a Hinton Ad Boiker Yiklamemr Shikpira Al Politis Halayla Vachivav Oynes. Maybe really what the issue was really six Oynes. All of Yom Revi, the day of Yom Revi, all of Chamishi, all of Shishi, plus the night of Shabbos. So that adds up to six. So the answer is, Lobi Seta Seta Dibarti, Mimokim Eretz Choshech, I didn't give it in a dark place, but Laila Choshechu. So Rashi says, I didn't give it in a hidden way. This was Shabbat of Bitsafra. So, okay, good. So now it's five earners. So, but why do you have to run down? But Lama Hutzuch Lared Bashkama, why do you have to come down early on that day and to tell them? Of Yom Revi, in Parshim Chashecha B'Dalad, if they would have been perished already towards the evening of Dalad, it's of a Shabbos Shachris, you're still going to have your five earners. In Poltachot Lachat Fila Taharim, so Avru Heyon Ishlemis, by waiting till later in the day, and then you still have your five earners Shlemis when they went to Mikvah Shabbos morning. In Poltachot Shabbos, even if they were perished Lel Shabbos, it's not a problem because it's have a mishachus. I'll go to mikvah in the morning. The balkari is have a b'yarmoy. Balkari doesn't have to wait till the evening, like Nida. She waits till afterwards to be tovel. Balkari goes and balkari, and therefore pelet tishuk was there also can be tovel on the same day that they were perlet. You said it's okay to give it to Tul Yom. So why do the Mishnah have to run down and tell them first thing in the morning on Yom Revi? I says that pshat is that curse is wrong. Okay. She could. Well, she could, but again, any time during the night time would be, we're right on this question and saying there's still a potential plita. So she might as well wait till the morning where there's no, and that was the more kasha, there's no plitas. We're going to have, there's only one woman which we have to concern about will end up going Shabbos morning. Because she'll have a plita at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's still going to be problematic, according to Bekiva. Revi in the morning, and right away says, "Kadesh saw him." The pasuk says he was perished then.
So it's still like 4 days. So it's still like 4 days for him. Unless he came down before day started.
You know, it's a good question. You know, Kohen Kiva, there's a time issue. Theoretically, you're going to, but again, if you have five owners and Rekiva holds you, just you move up the owner. So they'll tell ladies to go to the mikvah. Don't go to the mikvah the first thing on Friday. The five owners are Yom Revi, then Hey, all of Yom Hey, which is two, and Yom Bob is two, and that's your five, and you go to the mikvah Friday night. So don't go to the mikvah the first hour of Friday night. Wait another hour before you go to the mikvah. You'll have your corresponding time. Right, that's what Rekiva said.
But you won't have six.
Five earners.
Five.
But that's what Rekiva said, that's okay. Rekiva said as long as you have the corresponding amount of hours, it's okay. But Moshe Reynolds' rush to get down there was to be able to facilitate a potential of going to the mikvah Friday night. That was his rush. Okay, let's see a little more. Amar Kibra Rabbi Abba Amar Biyachanan. Zudibir Bishmal, Rabbi Kiva, Abba Chachamim, Armin, besides Rishmal's Pshat, Rabbi Kiva's Pshat, Abba Chachamim, Armin, Shesh, Einash, Shlemes, Binan. There's still another sheet out there that says that you need six full Einas. So they hold like Rabbi Yossi, that they don't hold of this problem of going to the Mikvah Shabbos morning. The reason why they waited till the morning was not because of Lev Meresh B'Seis Adibarti, but because they needed time still. We needed another owner. So you have your six owners. They went and some women would have to go to Mikvah Shabbos morning, and that'll be your six owners. Sakrashi Abu Chacham Ramevodra and Shlemis Sarva Lukri B'Yosh Yedamer Barbo Obed Prisha. They hold it started on Yerba. And they hold the Mishamak Rabbi Kiva that it was the first thing in the morning. Velaslu Shetaba Veleli Shabbos. Asrilu Doisin Shetaba Veleli Shabbos. Going to Mikvah Friday night wouldn't work. Potol Acha Tvila. Hutzucholitul Beshabbos Shacharis. They would have to go to Mikvah again if they were parallel by night. Fichonis Akva Shchino Militin Adaberk. The reason why the Bresham waited till the morning was because there's some women who need to go to the Mikvah still. Well, let me show you. That wasn't the only reason. It's because there are some women who would have to go, especially go to the mikvah. Okay. Chista, back in the Gemara. Machloikus Shapir Shemanisha. This machloikus over here of the amount of time that it takes is only zero, which is Parash Menisha. We say that. The amount of earnest you need before that it's no longer considered zera, and shall be tahara. Al pirshim in ish, if a man was zera came out of the man, so the loch is tumah calls man shehilacha. It has a din of tuma. In other words, there's a din of tuma mitzad the act of leaving the person. The reason why a person is tummy when he's mitzi zera is not because of the fact that he touched it, the act of Mitzvah is Matame. And the same by the woman, there's a din of Pulatis. But there's another din that the Zera is Tame, a person touches the Zera, that Zera, it will be Matame him. That halacha that the Zera is Tame is because only calls, as long as it's Royal Hazri, it's the same din. So, Lukhara, if you tell me that the Zman of how long it's called Royal Hazri, therefore there's a din of Pulatis on it, is X amount of time, so theoretically the same thing between when a person touches Zera, it's called one as it's Royal Hazri, it should be the same thing. It should be the same amount of time. So Morris says that's not true. Over there, the halacha is, it's only, is Tameya calls Mashi Hilacha, as long as it's Lacha, it's Tameya, and once it dries out, it's not anymore, not Mimatam anymore. So Moshe Rabbi Sheshes, B'chol Begad B'chol Orosh Yiel Brisa, quotes a pasuk, B'chol Begad B'chol Orosh Yiel Love Shich B'Zera. So Darshan the pasuk says Shich B'Zera, Prat the Shich B'Zera Shis Srucha. So it's coming to exclude Shich B'Zera, which is Srucha, which is starting to smell. I don't know how much what's the level called Srucha. Versus says, my lab, Shapir Shemina Ish. And even though it's still lacha, but if it's starting, if it's surucha, it's it's being excluded. So the shear isn't kol zman she'ilacha. It's even if it's lacha, once it's masriach, it's not. Versus loy. That's not true. It's coming the pirsha mina loy she pirsha mina isha. That's coming the excluded case where it's pirsha mina isha, and it's but in srucha, that is not going to be tameh. Okay. Boira papa. Sheikh Wazer Shal Yisrael, the May Kusis Mahu. So we say that this is the Zera remains in the woman being viable X amount of hours. Is that true if it's in the body of a non-Jewish woman also at the time? Now, by the non-Jewish woman, it's not Negeya making her Tomei, but it's Negeya when the Zera comes out, that the Zera is called Roy Lazria. So by Paletus, the Zerush comes out, would make them any a man who would touch a Tomei, make a person who would touch a Tomei, besides the woman being Tomei when it comes out. So forget about the issue of the woman, because the woman, the Kusa, is not going to come, doesn't have a din tumah when it comes out. But what's the din of the Zerah? So what's the Shaila? Mahu. Yisrael, the Igibi Mitzvahs Chabal Gufayu. Chayisa, which is concerned, is there's a metach, there's a pressure on a Chayisa with two mitzvahs. So it creates a different type of intensity in the body, and that maintains the zera longer. So maybe that it keeps the temperature proper for the zera a longer period of time. Akam dolem digimim mitzvus. They don't have that, so maybe their bodies will not maintain the zera that long. Al dilma kimin de ochlin shkotzim ramashim chabal gufayu. They get their heat. They get their energy from a different source, which Klaisel doesn't have. In Tim Soloimar, Kimin the Ochli Shkotzim Ramoshim, Ochabu Gufayu, B'mei Behema Mahu, what's the Locha B'mei Behema? What's the Shal? Isha, the Isla Proizder, by an animal, there isn't the Proizder, the vagina, you don't have that type. Woman has the Proizder, so Masrachas, so the air doesn't get to it. And the Mor is arguing, so it heats it up, and that causes it to be masriach. But behem, the less they praise their lawyer, dimul lo shno take. Rashi. Shpirshu and Isha kigayim paletah shech bezera she kibla mizachar she let out the zera that she got from a man. The heat in the body causes it to become not royal azriya after 2 days. It stays tame as long as kolshman shilacha, as long as it's still wet. Once it dries out, the suloi because of the zriya. But once it dries out, not. So a woman's flooded by from woman will be quicker than when it's pirshman ish. My love, Shapirsha Minish, Allah Begad, Matar law, Lacha Masrachas. You tell me once in Masrachas, it's no longer, it's Torah. Look, it's only Prat Lechisha Yavsh. It doesn't say when what's called not Rela Zriya when it dries out. It didn't say that. What's called not Lazriya when it's Masrachas? And worse, yeah, because when the woman, it heats it up, and it's Masriya. Shaysav Mekusis Maho, Mi Masrachas, Gimel Yamim Ki Yisraelis. Does it take 3 days? We pull to the Bosha Gimel Tahor. 3 days already, somebody touched again. It's not the gate to the woman, it's the gate if somebody touched it, she's perlant, and somebody touches it, it's masrachas, and it's not tomet. Or loy, lochi noch, shich was ershe Yisrael, the kusi aminim, pesat is nida, kiryoy is tor, perak minas kusi. Why do you have the same conversation of a non Jew with a non Jew, and then it comes out? So what's the loch? There's no dintuman on the carry of a non Jew. Digim mitzvahs, the kai mitzvahs of charedim bedaber mitoch daoga mischamim. They get to receive cham libi bekirbi. That pressure heats up the body. Chabal is also cham. That's masriyachid. Where by a non-Jew, that wouldn't be the same time. The digim mitzvahs. No, this is a proizer. Boser kasei beis arechem boilet min hashinayim v'luchutz. The area of the shinayim is the area of the cervix. And the beis arechem extends beyond that. It's the vagina of luchutz. So beis arechem havi mina shenayim lifnim. The beis arechem is only inside. So ishi is the prosder. The vichlo mishalo be'aver begufa umischememus. It heats up more inside the body of a woman than it does inside of the body of the behema, or not take. Okay.